soul. Breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministries website. That's at www.janicejacksonministries.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. It's none other than your host, Pastor Jay and Sonny. What's going on, Sonny?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. Yeah, having a wonderful morning. Like I was telling y'all on the last show, that had a rough last week, mainly because I had picked up a cough. And some people say, oh, Lord, Corona. No, it wasn't Corona. I had picked up a cough. I had been preaching and teaching, singing and yelling. And voice say, whoop, I'm out of here. And then through that, then all of a sudden, sleeping under the ceiling fan, washed my hair, water went in my ear. All of a sudden, I'm sitting there, and now I got a cold, a cough, and some other stuff happening. And listen, but I made it through. God is good. So today, you know, we definitely want to make sure we go ahead and get into the weather. You know, I like to make sure that we let you know what's going on right here in Houston, Texas, because I'm telling you right now, Houston is beautiful outside right now. And listen, one thing we do now, Sunny, right. Your name is Sunny, but Houston ain't always sunny. Am I right?
You're right. Correct.
Talk to us a little bit. Now, I can talk about Houston now. How you feel about the weather pattern in Houston?
I honestly do not like it at all. The weather is so bipolar in Houston.
Oh, my God.
You know me. I love sunny days always. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I say, Houston is one of them. It's one of them cities. So let's just get into it. I'm going to let you know what's going on in your weather. The time right now is 12:03, you know. And we're keeping it real as we just go forward with this thing. I'm going to give you what's going on for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and good old Friday. Right now, the temp is 90 degrees, okay? All right, and it says mostly cloudy early in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers early in the morning. Well, yeah, we done went through it. A little haze is out there. In case you got a little cough or something going on, it's a little haze out there. It said highs in the lower 90s, south winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour. The heat index reading, my God. Y'all know I'm going to say it. Hell is a hot place I don't want to go. If you don't like the heat, get out of sin. One more. Don't drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's thin. The heat index reading is 102 to 107. That means it is 91 degrees, but it feels like, my God, Lord have mercy. Let's see what's going on for tonight. It's going to be mostly cloudy, a haze early in the evening, lows around 80, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. For your Wednesday, for those of you that love what they call it, hump day, that means that I made it halfway through this week. In a minute, I can go ahead and throw this week away. Come on, it says partly cloudy, highs in the lower 90s, south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Wednesday night, mostly clear early in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the upper 70s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Thursday, partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny. What's up? I'm just saying. Highs in the mid-90s, south winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And the heat index reading. Again, hell is a hot place. I don't want to go. If you don't like the heat, get out of sin. Come on. Don't drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's sin. The heat index reading is again going to be a whopping 102 to 107. And for Thursday night, mostly clear lows in the mid-70s. You're listening to My Gospel Soul, where we're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. All right? Like I say, don't drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's sin. This song we're about to play for you is by Jay Speaks, saying, happy. Well, it's a poem, a spoken word. Here, just get happy.
Clothes will make you happy. Money won't make you happy. Power, fame, prestige are good, but truly won't make you happy, because they're temporary, and what you want is forever eternal happy. Streets of gold and mansion happy. The day you see Jesus' face at heaven's gates, forever happy. See, it's time to find you happy. And let me tell you how. Remember what I say here and now, and know that happiness comes from being satisfied with self, because an unsatisfied attitude will make you feel like you have nothing left. Empty or half full. Happiness does not come from sticking your chest out knowing that you've got a lot of pull. Happiness comes from being content with your maker and creator, so that being satisfied with self will feel much greater. If you're not happy with yourself, then you're unhappy with who made you. Newsflash, you were thought in God the Father's mind, God the Son spoke you into existence, and God the Holy Spirit moved to create you. So, understand that your heart has to be changed, and your mind must be renewed. In order to truly understand what I'm saying, Christ must dwell within you. Yeah, I said his name, Jesus Christ. In him is where true happiness lies. Look around you. The majority of the wealthy are losing everything, being stripped of their pride, and then committing suicide. Is this what we want, to gain the whole world and lose our own souls to hell? Evidently, because so many people, including Christians, have wandered onto that money trail. The mighty dollar, the Skrilla, the bread. I'll even take you to Mexico, where they'll even tell you, yo quiero mucho dinero. This thing called money has become the world's idol. And the Bible tells me the love of money is the root of all evil. Even some of these preachers, who's supposed to be preaching the word, feel the need to exploit the church to get richer and gain power. Can you now see the big picture? Because I'm going to ask you to view it. If not, HD and DTV won't help you through it. So here's some advice. I suggest you open your ears to it. Stop worrying about what's around you and know that the Lord is in control, because part of your happiness lies in knowing this battle is not yours. This spiritual conflict belongs to God. It's not for you to fight, it's for you to endure. The devil's beef is not with you. His hate is towards God, because towards you, God's love is pure. So my prayer is that you've been enlightened to the truth and to the fact. All Jay Speaks wants you to do is come to the realization that Jesus is the happy, the only way to happy. With pride you fall, but trust in God and truly maintain you happy. I know it's hard, and it's a daily struggle to be happy. Never settle for less than happy. Christ died for you, now spirit renewed in him shall make you happy. Seeing him is where I'm happy. He desires to make you happy. All you have to do is choose to believe that he'll make you happy.
Welcome back. Welcome back to My Gospel Soul. My Gospel Soul with Pastor JC. Y'all know Queenie and Sunny. We're right here live with you. Listen, I always like to, before I get dive all into the serious stuff, you know, got to pay the bills, all right? Munchkin Christian Academy is now enrolling, okay? MunchkinChristianAcademy.org. Go there for more information. It's a prestigious private school for your youngsters. Go on, get them in there. Let's look at it. It says you can also give them a call at 832-879-8370. Sunny, let's talk about schooling. We talked about it last time. I love to talk to Sunny about schooling, because we got an age difference that won't quit. Now, Sunny, how do you feel about private schools and academies, and how you feel about it? You think it's a good deal?
For the little kids, yes, I do. I think it's a very good deal. You know, they get to hang with other kids their age. And, you know, they get to have fun and stuff like that. You know, mm-hmm. I really think it's a good experience for the kids.
Yeah, it's a good experience for the kids. And then also, I think, as a parent, I told y'all about that age difference. You know, I'm gonna come from this direction. Setting the foundation.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Setting the foundation of education and taking it serious. You know what I'm saying? We don't understand that however we start something off, that's how it's going to go.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That child may fall away from it for a little while, but they still going to return to it because that's the foundation. So I like private school. My mom has a Christian academy. And my brother and my sister, they're twins, graduated from her Christian academy, homeschooling. Munchkin Christian Academy, you know, they have that building and all that. But my mom, with her curriculum, she did an ACE curriculum, which was by PACES, and which left no child behind and all that good stuff, you know. But I digress because we want to talk about Munchkin Christian Academy. I want you to call up Munchkin Christian Academy and go ahead and get your child enrolled. It's gonna be, the year is gonna be starting in a few minutes. We're gonna blink and boom, it's gonna be here, you know. And boom, go ahead and get it done. Again, 832-879-8370. All right. Now, you know, we're also going to we just came out of some madness, you know. People who graduated this year didn't get a chance to walk across the stage, but it was a lot of creative ways that people celebrated these young people graduating. You know, you had, they did parades, graduation parades. I saw even where a father built a stage in his driveway.
Wow.
To have a graduation for his daughter. Because not only people were graduating from high school, you had to consider college graduates. They didn't get that graduation. Ain't that something?
Right.
What you think about it?
You know, I think it's great. I've seen something on the news where they also celebrated graduations this type of way also. It was people would post their graduation pictures online. And they played it on the news where they show their picture and what school they graduated from and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think it's pretty nice, you know, because, you know, everybody deserves graduation.
Everybody, man, despite COVID-19,
right.
Despite all of that, they deserve the graduation. I love the way that the stars came together, you know, different athletes came together and picked somebody, sponsored somebody. They even when it came to proms, how they had Zoom proms going on and prom parties on Instagram going on, to make sure that these children, that these graduates, these achievers, that they got a chance to celebrate their accomplishment.
Right.
And I think that was awesome. I think it was very, very awesome. Now, Sonny, let me tell y'all something. I'm going to tell y'all about my prom. I know if y'all been listening, and I don't want nobody laughing at me, but if you do, you know, I can't hear you no way. I have to tell y'all about my prom experience, and it was not what it was cracked up to be. But I don't want nobody feeling sorry for me. I like to tell it because I laugh at myself. Okay, so, Sonny, it's my prom time. My mama wasn't going for no prom for us. Do you understand? My mama was not one of them prom mamas, get your daughter ready for the prom. She was in the church basically underneath it, okay? You wasn't doing no prom. You wasn't, you know. And me and my sister, I have a twin. Me and my sister said, we going. Oh, we going to this prom. So my auntie got her Mercedes, right? So Mercedes was hot, you know, really, really hot. Nice, you know. She got a little gold. It was bad, you know, for that time. It was bad. So then I had someone to, somebody got my hair done. Then somebody took me and got me a dress, bad to the bone. That's when I had my little girlish figure. You know, I'm a grown lady now, you know. but I was fine. You know what I'm saying? My twin had her dress, got her hair done, you know. We spent the weekend over my brother's house, you know, so we could get away with it. You know what I'm saying? We went to the prom just like that. No date, no nothing. This is the funny part. Y'all, I was young. I don't want to hear this. But don't be laughing at me. My son's father, because y'all know I had a kid at 17 already. My son's father goes to my prom with somebody else. Boom. And check this out. And now me and my son's father was not dating or nothing like that.
Right.
So I walk in the prom and the guy that told me he couldn't go with me. This is my boyfriend. Y'all don't see it, but I got air quotes up. He says he's not going to the prom. He shows up at the prom with somebody else.
Oh, wow.
But get this. This is what's so marvelous about it, though. I come in. It's like somebody at the movie. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't expect. Because we were, you know, poor people. They didn't expect for me to come to my own prom. Because they figured she ain't got no money. She ain't, you know. You thought. Man, walked up in there. Man, beautiful white prom dress. You understand me? Pearls everywhere. How to the gods, do you hear what I'm saying? And that's Jesus Christ, because some of y'all be like, to the gods, she supposed to be saved. Get your mind right, listen to the story. Walk in this place, and people was like, that's when them heads turn, you know? Man, walking my prom, man, that was the best moment of my life. To walk in there, and these people that had rejected me, played games with me, boom. Could walk in their place and boom, yeah, you thought. You know, you thought. It was a moment as a young person, you know, to be able to walk in and not be embarrassed, but just be on point.
Right.
What I need. And I had to thank everybody around me that made, and my sister made sure we came in that place like we represented like we were supposed to. You see what I'm saying? Now I ain't gonna tell you what happened to me with my parents as they found out I was at the prom. Let's move on. Sonny, did you go to the prom, son?
No, I never had a prom.
Okay.
Never went.
Okay. We'll move on, Sonny, because I know you sitting there laughing. You won't laugh. Don't laugh. It ain't funny. You're listening to my gospel soul radio with Pastor Jay. We shall be. And Sonny, we shall be right back.
Crucified, but you didn't stay down. You rose up. baby God took son to die for me and set the captives free. Oh yeah, you're worthy. Oh,
there were times in my life, yeah, I did not do what you asked me to, but Lord, Lord, you still bless me and I pray
great is thy
faithfulness.
Faithfulness
to me.
Great is thy faithfulness to me.
Oh. Now many times before, Lord, you have forgiven me. Even when I'm wrong, Lord, you still open doors for me.
Great is thy
faithfulness to me.
Great is thy faithfulness
to me.
Welcome back to My Gospel Soul, where we are breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. In John 16:23-24, it says, "And when that time comes, you will ask nothing of me. You will need to ask me no questions. I assure you most solemnly to tell you that my Father will grant you whatever you ask in my name, as presenting all that I am." Exodus 3:14. "Up to this time, you have not asked a single thing in my name, as presenting all that I am. But now ask and keep on asking, and you will receive, not that your joy, gladness, delight, so that your joy, gladness, delight may be made full." This is by a book by Joyce Myers, and it says, "People don't pray boldly, but you should." Amen. Our prayers aren't answered because we don't pray boldly. We need to pray more specifically and have the boldness to come before God and really ask him for what we want and not be ashamed to make our requests known. One of the major things that keeps people from praying boldly is they look at what they have done wrong instead of what Jesus has done right. The Bible teaches us plainly that God made Christ virtually to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in and through him we might become endured with, viewed as being in, an example of. I know that's a lot. So in other words, Christ died so that whatever sin that we have committed, it was buried with Jesus Christ. And when he rose, he left all that sin in the grave. Come on. Hallelujah. So that's the representation of what God sees when he sees us and his son is present. I hope that helped. That should have helped somebody right there. The righteousness of God, amen, 2 Corinthians 5:21. It says, because we are righteous in him, we can approach the throne of grace boldly with our needs. You can never, listen, I want to help y'all with something. You can never get everything right before you ask God for something. I know a lot of people that say, I need to repent of this. I need to go fix this and go do this. I need to, listen, there's nothing that you can do that will put you at the right place. Now, it is some stuff that you got in the way that will interfere with your relationship with God. Come on. Amen. He has to be able to see his righteousness in your life, which is Jesus Christ. Come on. I'm just trying to help you. Come on, because a lot of times we figure I can live any kind of way, do any kind of thing, and get whatever I want out of God. That is not how this works. You listen, you have to have a repentant heart. You have to understand that the Bible says, he is closest to that one that is of a contrite and broken spirit and heart. What is he saying? You got to know that you need him. Some of us, we cry because our heart is broken. We cry out to God because our heart is broken and we're in an emotional place. But when it comes to contrite means, amen, that I understand that who I am and what I have done, praise God, and the only way I can stop doing it is through Jesus Christ. I need him. Come on, amen, hallelujah. And when Jesus Christ enters into your life, it's the righteousness of him, glory to God, that when you ask God for a thing and God picks up on his son, the righteousness of his son, he moves on your behalf. John 16:23. Through 24 tells us we can come boldly before the throne in Jesus' name. The name of Jesus is powerful. When I use the name of Jesus in my prayers, it's not like some magic charm that I tack on to the end of everything. When I go in the name of Jesus, I'm saying, Father, I come to you presenting today all that Jesus is, not what I am. Come on, hallelujah. That's a powerful thing. Don't be vague. Be bold. You'll be surprised at the answers you'll get. God loves to answer our bold prayers made in the name of Jesus. Come on, hallelujah, amen. I believe, praise God, amen, that when we understand that you cannot approach the throne of grace without Jesus, You cannot, amen, go before God and act as though what Jesus did on the cross was not a part of this thing, praise God, amen. You have to receive Jesus Christ. He said, no man cometh unto the Father but through his Son, Jesus Christ. So how dare I, amen, begin to ask a thing without acknowledging the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made. Hallelujah. I just want to bless you today. We're going to keep this show going. I'll be right back. We used to say when we were kids, after these messages, we'll be right back.
Come on now, let's praise the name of Jesus, for he's worthy to be praised. Come on, let's praise his holy name, for he's good, oh yes he is. Come on, come on, he's worthy to be praised.
Let's praise the name of Jesus.
There were times in my life, yeah, I did not do what you asked me to, but Lord,
All right, welcome back. That was Kenny Brown, Great Is Thy Faithfulness, and Penny Diamond. We are so excited about what God is doing with My Gospel Soul. Hallelujah. I've enjoyed my time with you today. Make sure you tune in later on today for Busting Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle and Prophetess Tebow. I also want to make sure that you check out Munchkin Christian Academy. They are now enrolling. You can get more information on them at munchkinchristianacademy.org or call them at 832-879-8370. I love you all. Again, I've enjoyed my time with you today. And make sure that you keep your eyes on us on all social media with every broadcast we have. And we have something for everybody. Amen and amen. God bless you. I want you to remember, without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares.